Elizabeth Jones, here we are, the Rum Sisters.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. In Gulf Shores.
In Gulf Shores. We specialize in alcohol-infused cakes. We have about 7 varieties of cake, everything from Keelover, which is made with an aged dark rum. We have the Bushwhacker, much like the coastal drink here. Chocolate, coconut rum. We've also got the Drunken Monkey, which is a banana bourbon. We've got the Twisted Sister, that's a chocolate Kahlua. I've got the Spice It Up, which is a spice rum, raisin, and carrot. I've got the Big O, which is made with Bailey's Irish Cream. And I've also got the, what did I leave out? Island Time, one of our most popular. That one's made with pineapple, coconut, and coconut rum.
That's where I want to see Mount Gay rum.
Yeah, I could try that. I really could. That's easy.
I'd love to hear it.
I'll tell you what. I'll pick up a bottle and I'll send you some.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. What I love is the backstory.
Like
this was
backstory.
Like accidental tourists. You're the accidental cake
baker.
Maker.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. We started the business at an aviation show. My husband and I have a business, and we needed to come up with a gift for every boat. And there were 75 boats, and we made these delicious, huge bundt cakes. My mom's recipe. Classic rum cake that she'd been making for years that is a family favorite. We thought, well, that would be a really great gift. It's not a trinket. It's something that everybody will love. Well, the phone started ringing at the aviation business. Where do I buy these cakes? How do I get a hold of this? And then we explained that we had made them ourselves. And we realized we may have tripped on something here that might be something really great. So one thing led to another. We talked to a few local chefs. We got our name out there. We opened the business. And boom, here we are now, 3 years later.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is kind of compressed time, not that long ago.
No, it's not long ago at all. We've been very successful and so excited. We're growing by leaps and bounds. Not only our website is available for online shipping at rumsisters.com, but we also are on Amazon now. So that has really opened the doors for the online business tremendously. So we need more space. We're actually going to be moving in January to a new location that's about 2 times the size we are now.
So you do have the dynamic of your online and your shipping and whatnot, but you have your cadre of local followers.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's interesting because you're in a strip.
It's a little strip mall.
Yeah.
And we're off the beach, actually. So we're not exactly the easiest thing to find.
Well, that's what I was thinking. In a way, it doesn't matter where you are because they're going to come seek you out.
Once someone's had a taste of the cake, the word has spread. Word of mouth has actually been our best advertising, and then some other media types of things have been as well.
Because it's that old contradiction in the business world of location, 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 and yet it doesn't matter in your world.
It really doesn't, because we are split between a retail as well as an online business. But for the local people coming in, you know, it's just great that they are finding us.
Going forward, I imagine that I see you as having franchises. It seems like a perfect model.
It's certainly on our agenda. Like any business, I really think you need to crawl before you walk and walk before you run. And we've finally gotten to the point where we're walking, and we're walking really well. I would love to see this business to a point where we have multiple locations through franchises around the United States.
Right now, how many employees do you have part-time
right now,
and full?
Part-time and full-time, a total of 4 others.
So not only did you create a job for yourself like you needed another job?
Like I did.
Yeah. But you also have created an employment base. That's really cool.
Absolutely. We have brought on some great people and quality people. I love when people come in and listen to the people working here as to what the cake flavors are and, you know, constantly saying to me, your workers are really, really top-notch quality people.
So jumping to another subject, you
yes.
and your husband, did you both start as commercial license pilots?
No. Okay, so the aviation business. Actually, both my husband and I were in high tech, marketing and sales in Denver. And we ended up with a lifestyle change and decided we wanted to make some changes. And we ended up here on the Gulf Coast. And my husband was flying, and it went from being a hobby to a career to what about our own business? And it grew from not much of anything to now 4 aircraft that we fly on a regular basis in the private aviation sector.
So the typical customer client would be where were you taking them from and to?
Oh, you know, if I could say typical, most of them I would say it's for business needs, and they are somewhere within the Southeast wanting to be picked up and brought somewhere. Like yesterday, my husband flew a group up to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. The week before, we had a group going out to Oregon. I have people going to Denver. Houston is quite popular. Anywhere along the Southeast is quite popular. It just depends on where they're trying to get to within a usually a compressed time frame. The business traveler has figured out that their time is worth a lot. And they may have multiple locations for a company, per se, that they own. And it's very hard to get to those locations commercially. But they can do a day of business for them and hit three or four of those locations in one day.
Surgical.
Yeah.
And then you said you have an RJ, a regional jet?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do. All right, so we've got a Citation Mustang.
We also That's a rocket ship.
Yeah, and we've got the Baron is great for some of the local travel and back. We've also got the King Air 350, and then we've got a CJ4.
All right. So for further information and learn more about you, Facebook and a website.
Oh, yeah. So Rum Sisters is on Facebook, and we also have our website, and that's rumsisters.com. The aviation business, if somebody had an interest, it's executiveaviation.us is their website.
Elizabeth Jones, owner of the Rum Sisters.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It was nice talking with you today.
It was really fun, except now I'm stuck.
Now you're full.
Yeah. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Together. Farce love and a pinch of good weather, and top it all off with the sun, and mix it with rum.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Ark and Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR. I don't care if it gets any hotter, it's you and me, remembering how to have fun. Let's put our hearts together, and two parts love and a pinch of good weather, and top it all off with the sun, and mix it with rum. Mix it with rum.